So overall, we're closing the line, as you know, for 9 days, and that's primarily to do the essential works that you've been hearing about at Bairstow and the cuttings at Bairstow. But whilst we have the whole line closed, we're utilising this opportunity to do other works throughout the corridor. And overall, we're going to spend about £10 million over the 9 days in the entirety of the blockade. Obviously, the primary job, as I said, is the cutting at Bairstow, but not only that, we're doing works up around Wheeler Street Tunnel at Maidstone East itself. We're working on every station throughout the corridor, so hopefully when passengers return to the railway next Monday, they'll see a fresh lick of paint, a nice clean and welcoming platform and station to resume their journeys. And in addition to that, we're doing lots of other little bits and pieces that, you know, normally we wouldn't need a blockade to do, but we could just be so much more productive by using the blockade to do them. And they're works like track alignment. So again, this isn't the smoothest piece of railway on our network. So we're doing a lot of maintenance work, alignment works, tamping. So again, customers hopefully will have a smoother ride, and the cups of coffee won't be going flying everywhere once they resume travelling next week. In addition to that, we've got some drainage works and other bits and pieces to, again, it's to prolong the life and maintain the railway to a good condition.